Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger fuel centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
You're listening to the Food Freedom Life Podcast. My name is Brittany Allison, and I spent 6+ years stuck in diet binge cycles, hating my body and envying others who seem to have it all because I never felt enough. What I discovered in my journey to food freedom and becoming a registered dietitian is this: you can either live your life at war with your mind or learn to work in sync with it. So if you're ready to learn how to be in tune with yourself and evolve your life, welcome to the show. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Let me just wipe the dust off this microphone that I have here right now. Hi. Hello. Fancy meeting you here. Welcome back to the podcast. I have not been here in quite a while, and I'm really happy that you are still willing to stick around and listen to this show despite my inconsistent hosting habits. If you've been following me for any amount of time, you know that I do tend to go through these dark periods, not, you know, mentally or emotionally or anything like that, but dark periods on social media where I don't show face. And it's a bad habit. It's not great. I'm working on it. And the summer was definitely one of those dark periods where I was away from social media and just out living life. And to be honest, when I'm really busy with clients, which I have been, which is wonderful, I tend to put all my energy into that. And social media feels like this whole other massive energy vampire that I just don't really have the capacity for. And unfortunately, the podcast kind of gets lumped in with that, even though I really like doing the podcast. So I'm back now. I'm creating space. September felt like a really good time to do that. Summer was crazy, and I want to get into a little bit of that today on the show to kind of catch you up on what I've been up to and what's been going on over here with me at the Food Freedom Life. And yeah, talk a little bit about food freedom and you as well, because I think that at the end of the day, that's always what this goes back to. That's what life goes back to. That's what my life goes back to, is my experience with food freedom and recovery and how life-changing it has been, and pouring everything that I've learned from my own experience as well as from my education and all the courses I've done and all the time that I've spent working with clients into information that I can pass on to you so that you can hopefully learn from and grow and shift into a place of feeling more free and confident around food and your body as well. So without further ado, let's get into a little bit about what I've been up to this summer. Starting off strong with the garage sale that I did. Back in June it was, actually. Oh my gosh, that feels like so long yet so little time ago. I decided to have a garage sale. All my life, my dad, every single year, organized a garage sale. Not just a garage sale, actually, a street sale. And there were several houses on our street that participated, and it was honestly just the best day. My sister and I usually had a cookie and coffee stand, and my mom always made the cookies and the coffee, but we set up our little plastic picnic table and sold them. And then as we got older, I started making the cookies and running the table. And I think the last year that we did the garage sale, I think I made like $180 in profit, which I was pretty proud of, to be honest. And that was, you know, deducting any materials and supplies and everything like that. But anyhow, I have very fond memories of garage sales. I love going to garage sales. I think it's so fun seeing posters for garage sales in the neighborhood. We try to hit them up on Saturday and Sunday mornings when we're walking Archie. And so I figured, hey, it's time that we had our own garage sale. And last year I wanted to do it, but we didn't get around to it. But this year we were getting a kitten, as I've mentioned before, and I'm going to talk a little bit more about. And I honestly felt like I was nesting for this cat. I was like, we need to get rid of everything that we own. It needs to be a clear space. We need to make room for this tiny baby kitty. And so as I was doing an apartment purge, I felt like, hey, let's just try to sell some stuff and then we'll donate the rest and just see what happens. And so yeah, it was kind of a few weeks of gathering stuff and picking a corner of the apartment to clear out. And honestly, we live in a one bedroom apartment, okay? We live in the second floor of a house, and you'd be amazed at how much stuff you can accumulate. Or maybe you wouldn't, because maybe you know. And I feel like when you have a house, when you have more space, it's not that now you're like, oh my gosh, I have all this storage. You just get more stuff to fill the space. That's how what I feel like is going to happen. But anyway, I was trying to get rid of the stuff that we don't use, that we don't need anymore. And we got everything outside. We set up from, I think it was like 8 a.m. until 2 p.m. So we were outside for quite a long time. And we sold quite a bit of stuff. I think we turned a total profit of $270. However, $150 of that was Adrian selling an old set of golf clubs. So I guess, you know, we only made like $120 really. But I feel like for a garage sale, that's still pretty good. Regardless, we got rid of a bunch of stuff. We ended up donating a bunch after, and it felt really good to just have a clear apartment to start off the summer and also to welcome home Kitty. But before that happened, I actually got a promotion. That was the next thing that happened to me over the summer is at the outpatient eating disorder center that I work at. It's totally virtual. I've worked there for 5 years now. It was actually one of my first jobs because I did my dietetic internship there, one of my rotations, and I've been working there ever since. I remember feeling so incompetent when I first started doing that work. I was like, oh my God, I am a fish out of water, but I've learned so much since I started there. And now I'm the clinical nutrition lead. So I'm leading the nutrition team at the center, and I feel really, really good about it. I have come so far in how competent I am, how confident I feel in the work that I do when I'm seeing clients, when I'm working with parents, when I'm working with families, and yeah, in training other people to feel just as confident. So it's been an honor, and I'm really happy to be doing that. I'm really excited to have this promotion and to just feel recognized also. But that also takes up a lot of my time too. So I am pretty busy seeing clients there. I would say that probably takes up about 50% of my time during the week when I'm not at the Food Freedom Life seeing my own clients. So yeah, that was a really exciting way to kick off the summer. Did a little celebrating, went out to dinner, and it just felt really good. So that was June. At the end of the month, we went to the cottage for the July long weekend that we have here in Canada and spent it with my parents. Archie came, Adrian came. It was a really nice time. The weather was not the best, to be honest. It wasn't the hottest, but it was really lovely to spend time up there to make campfires and just go on walks and bravely jump in the water, eat hot dogs, watch movies, all that good stuff. And at the end of the weekend, on the way home, we went to pick up our kitten. As I think I mentioned before, we did get our kitten from a breeder. He is a Siberian kitten. We needed him to be hypoallergenic because Adrian is allergic. He's also allergic to Archie. And so he was like, we cannot have another allergenic being in this apartment. I can't deal. But I really wanted a cat. And so this was kind of the compromise, and it's been working out really well so far. Yeah, we got him on June 30th. He was born on March 30th. So we got him when he was 3 months old. And so far, so good with Adrian's allergies. Would highly recommend for sure. Obviously, with cats, definitely I would have adopted if I could have, but we needed something that was very specific for our needs, and it's been going really well so far. I'm also feeding him, in addition to his wet food, the Purina Live Clear low allergy formula. This is not a sponsorship, but Purina, if you want to sponsor me, have at it. It actually also reduces their allergens. So yeah, it's a combination of him being hypoallergenic plus that we are in the clear for allergies, which is really good. And kitten's name is Sterling. He is wonderful. He's super cuddly. And to him, I am mother. Like, he loves me so much, which I'm really happy about. And the reason being that Adrian is definitely Archie's favorite. Adrian is like the animal whisperer. All animals love him. They gravitate towards him. And I didn't have animals growing up. I always wanted animals, but I came from an animal-free family. So I wasn't surrounded by animals all the time. So, you know, I like had to figure out kind of how to be around them and how to interact with them properly. And Archie loves me, don't get me wrong. And we have a really strong bond, but Adrian is just, again, the animal whisperer. And so I was really worried that we were going to get this kitten and that Adrian was going to be his favorite. But no, he totally imprinted onto me. I am mother. I am this cat's favorite. As soon as I'm laying on the couch or on the bed, he comes and just lays down on my chest and snuggles me. He follows me around the apartment. When I come home, he greets me at the door. It's really sweet. So the two of them actually get along really well. And by the two of them, I mean the animals, but Adrian also gets along really well with the cat. He does love the cat. But Archie and Sterling get along really, really well. They play together. They snuggle together. Yeah, it's really adorable. We're trying to teach, and by we, I mean mostly me, we're trying to teach Sterling how to be on a harness. So I've taken him out a few times. And as you may know with cats, or maybe not, but there's something about putting a harness on them that they kind of forget that they have limbs that work properly. So his back legs kind of, I don't know, he kind of drags them a little, like he drags his back end and his tail's like all floppy instead of when he's in the house. It's like straight up in the air when he's walking around all proud. But yeah, he's figuring it out and he really likes going outside. He started demanding that I take him outside when I take out Archie, so that's not great. We're gonna need to figure that out. But yeah, it's a fun journey so far. I love being surrounded by animals. I love the chaos of it all. And you know, it's fit really well with life. It hasn't been too much work so far. Honestly, getting a puppy was way more work than getting a cat. So I'm pretty happy with the experience so far, and I just love our little family. It makes me really happy. Next thing on the docket for the summer was about, I think it was like a week and a half after we picked up the kitten, I was like, okay, see you, Adrian. I'm going to Vancouver. So he was alone with Archie and Sterling for 6 days, I think, or maybe 5 days. It was 5 days. And I went to Vancouver. I went with my friend Tara. We went to visit our friend Lynn, who we were all friends from elementary school. And I've been friends with Lynn since I was 4. So she's my oldest friend, my longest friend. And she lives with her fiance, who's now her husband, out in Vancouver. So we went to visit. And my other friend, she had a book conference that she wanted to go to, which is a big part of what spurred the trip. But it was really nice to just spend time, the three of us, because of course, you know, with Lynn living in Vancouver, we don't get to see each other very often. We don't get to be together, all three of us, very often. Her family, her parents still live, you know, near here. So when she comes home for Christmas or other holidays, we get to see her for, you know, maybe a day or two, but we don't really get to spend extended times together. So it was really nice to have that. We went to Capilano Suspension Bridge Park. We went to the beach. We went to the best sushi restaurant in Vancouver, in my opinion, which is called The Eatery. Would highly recommend if you've never been there before. Definitely you gotta go. We got brunch, we did a little shopping. It was just a really good time. So it was quality time with friends, and that just made me feel really, really happy. And I was really grateful that Adrian was able to stay home with the animals. I don't think it was always easy for him because, as you can imagine, a new kitten is a little intense at some times when they get the zoomies and they're just ripping around the apartment. The dog is like, what the hell is happening? They were still getting to know each other at this point. They're buddies now, but you know, you got to get to know your new brother for a little bit before you can say I love you. So that was kind of the stage that they were in. But I enjoyed getting a lot of picture updates as I was away and hearing about all the chaotic things that were happening. So yeah, it was nice to get away and take a little bit of time off work. And when I came home, this is a total aside and not really a positive thing that happened over the summer, but our air conditioner was broken. We have a window unit in the living room. We also have one in the bedroom too, but the window unit in the living room was leaking and we like tried to fix it. Adrian cleaned it. It worked for a few days and then it started leaking again. We were like, what the heck is going on? Turns out there was a recall for this air conditioner unit. And we had no idea. I was actually watching a YouTube video on how to fix the air conditioner and it looked like so much work and we were like, oh my God, what are we gonna do? This is gonna take so long to clean this thing and fix it properly like this guy in the video is saying. And then I went to the comments because, you know, you gotta know what the people are saying. And the first comment was a pinned comment from the guy who made the video saying that a few months after he made this video, news broke that this unit got recalled. So we actually ended up getting a refund. We had to, you know, go through this whole thing and clip the cord of the unit and take a picture and send it in. Then we got a like prepaid MasterCard instead as reimbursement. So we ended up buying a new unit. We got the same one. They had updated it and like fixed the issue that led to the recall. And the recall was because there was mold in it. There's mold growing in it. And we did discover that when we were trying to figure out what was wrong with it. So yeah, not great that we were breathing in moldy air for who knows how long, but we have a new unit now. All is well. have a prepaid MasterCard now, so it's all good. But yeah, that was kind of a fun little aside that, you know, took up some time this summer too. After the whole air conditioner debacle, and this was now about 2 weeks after I got back from Vancouver, I left again. Yeah, Adrian was dog and cat dad of the year because I was just gone. I was like, let's bring home this kitten and then let me just leave. So where I went next was my friend from Vancouver, Lynn. She got married in Montreal. She has a lot of family in Montreal. And so because it was a kind of a destination wedding, they decided to do a joint bachelor and bachelorette party ahead of time at a cottage in Montreal before the wedding. So I was in Montreal from Tuesday until Sunday and at the cottage for the first half of that, and then in Montreal, the old town, for the wedding on the weekend. And it was a really nice time. Everybody was lovely. It was nice kind of meeting my friend and her fiance's other friends and spending time with them and reconnecting with a couple people from high school that we hadn't talked to in a really long time. And so yeah, that was a really wonderful experience. And it was just so, I don't know how you guys feel about weddings, but seeing someone that you have known for so long and someone that you're so close to get married and just be happy and be fulfilled. And you know, you don't have to be married or get married to do that, but just like seeing them so happy and so excited and so glowing, just really, oh, it's one of the best feelings. I cried several times at the wedding, and I did a speech with my friend Tara. We rocked it. We killed the speech, had a lot of laughs, saw some tears shed. So yeah, if you need us to say a speech at your wedding, we will be happy to do that. But that was another period of time that I was away. Adrian did come for the wedding over the weekend. He couldn't get the time off to go to the bachelor bachelorette party, but we did get family to look after the puppies and the kitties, so that was good. And then we came home and was actually settled for a little bit. And by a little bit, I mean like another week and a half, and then I was gone again. Sorry, Adrian, you're the best, love you. But yeah, I was gone again for 4 days. Yes, for 4 days, because I went to my family's cottage for a couple days during the week so that I could be there for my dad's birthday. And then I went to a friend's bachelorette party over that following weekend. So yeah, again, I was gone. But it was really nice to spend more time with my family at the cottage. I was at the cottage way less this summer than normal because I was just, as you can tell, traveling all over the place, doing a bunch of things, really busy. So it was nice to spend some time with them and see my dad for his birthday. And we went golfing, the four of us. I am not a pro golfer, but I do enjoy it. It is fun. And I would say I'm like, you know, decent. I don't know. Maybe not. We played 9 holes and I think I shot like 78. So, you know, not a pro by any means, not going to be in the WPGA or anything like that, but it's a good time. And then for my friend's bachelorette party is my friend Selena. You can check her out on Instagram at Selena Rosso. She's amazing. We went to a cottage. It was an A-frame cottage that was sort of a Nordic spa retreat. It had a hot tub and a sauna and a cold plunge and was really beautiful and had a fire pit, but unfortunately there was a fire ban because it's been really dry in Ontario, and so we didn't get a chance to have a real fire. There was a propane fire pit that we were allowed to use though, but you know, it's just not the same. It's not the same. You need the real thing. But we had a really amazing time. She also had a private chef to cook for us the whole entire weekend, and that was phenomenal. Her name was Sonia, and you can find her on Instagram at Nurture Retreats. She actually hosts her own retreats as well, which is pretty unreal. And based on the quality of her food and her storytelling and how kind she was, I can only imagine that her retreats are equally as fantastic as the job that she did with my friend's bachelorette. So would highly recommend checking her out and checking out her retreats, because we ate well over the weekend. And let me tell you, if I ever win the lottery, the first thing I'm going to do is hire a private chef. As much as I love cooking and really enjoy spending time in the kitchen, it is so nice to not have to plan groceries, buy groceries, cook and take time to do it, clean up after. Oh, it was such a luxury to have somebody cook for us. So that was really, really nice and a really nice touch to the weekend. But all of Selena's friends were so lovely. I hadn't met any of them, so I was kind of going in blind. But when you know good people, you know that they're friends with good people, right? And so my friend, she's an amazing person, and I just knew that her people were going to be good people, so that it was going to be good regardless. But everybody was just so kind, so funny. We laughed so much over the weekend and just had a really, really good time. So my heart came home from that very, very full. And yeah, I wasn't traveling anymore after that. So I was home and I could actually be a dog and cat mom full time instead of being the pop in, pop out mom that I was over the summer. So this brings us now into mid-August and finishing off the summer. It was my Oma's 91st birthday, so I got to see family for that. We went to the Canadian National Exhibition, the CNE, which is, you know, sort of just the fall fair in Toronto, and spent lots of time with the puppies and the kitties, which was really, really nice. And this past weekend, we had our second wedding anniversary, Adrian and I. So we kind of had an activity weekend, as I like to call it, which is honestly one of my favorite things because quality time is my love language. And so if I can just spend time with you unplugged and not be on our phones, not be with technology, except for maybe watching movies, that is an ideal situation for me. So we went to a concert on the Friday. On Saturday, we went to Thermea, which is a day spa in Whitby nearby us. And it's really lovely, would highly recommend if you've never been. It's sort of the Nordic spa type situation. So the saunas, the hot tubs, the cold plunges, which I just love. It's just so fun and so relaxing and just really feels like quality time. We went to a Blue Jays game with my brother and sister-in-law on Sunday, and then on our actual anniversary on Monday, we just kind of hung out, made dinner, spent time together, watched a movie, and yeah, it was really nice. It was a really great weekend, and now we're here. It's Wednesday after that long weekend, getting back into the swing of things. It really does feel like there's a renewed energy in the air. I don't know if you feel it or if I'm just feeling it, but fall always feels like a new chapter. It feels fresh. And I don't know if it's just because, you know, we've been conditioned all our lives going to school and September is back to school. And so it is kind of a new beginning, but fall just feels like a new beginning. And even though technically there's still 17 odd days of summer left, it feels like we've started this new chapter. We've opened this book and it feels really good. It feels very refreshing. And now we're here. What I want to say to everything that I just shared, all of the shenanigans that I got up to this summer, is that food was never an issue. Food was never a source of stress or overwhelm or overthinking. It was just food. It just was what it was. It was part of the experiences. It was part of the celebrations. It was part of a regular day. It was nothing more and nothing less. I also went to Pilates less than I have in the 1.5 years since I started going. I am not using my unlimited membership currently to the full extent that I need to be getting my money's worth, but you know, we'll talk about that in a bit. But despite the lack of routine, the lack of regularity, it didn't feel like I was throwing anything away. It didn't feel like I was ever saying screw it. It was just, let's go with the flow. Let's carry on. Let's carry forward. You know, some days brought more movement, others less. Some meals were balanced, others were more carb focused comfort foods, and both are okay because I know and I trust that my body knows how to find balance when I listen. Even when my routine shifted, I didn't let how I felt maybe physically or emotionally influence my body image in any major way. My worth isn't tied to how often I work out or how perfectly I eat. And that is so freeing. And that is what I teach my clients because it's so powerful to be able to adapt to these different situations, from crepes in Montreal to late night soft serve to cottage barbecues and hot dogs. I allowed all foods without labeling any of them as good or bad, without feeling like I needed to make it up tomorrow. I needed to be better. I needed to course correct. None of it. The flexibility made it possible to stay present with friends and family instead of being stressed about food. And really what I was able to do, and such a huge part of what I teach my clients, is I ate until satisfaction and comfortable fullness, no matter the situation. Whether I was having dinner with friends, I was on my own, I was out at a restaurant, it was late night, whatever. It's a life-changing skill to be able to do that. To be able to go with the flow and enjoy experiences and say yes to things and also say no to things too, if it doesn't feel right in that moment, the ability to do that and be neutral throughout all of it is so, I can't even describe it, because when I look back at how food used to feel and how exercise used to feel, how I used to feel about my body, it's night and day. And to not have that food noise, to not be thinking about it all the time, to not have it take up any more space than it needs to, is amazing. It's life-changing. Because at the end of the day, too, something I want you to know, and my tip for you, is that food is not going anywhere. Food is always going to be here. Think about how many meals, how many snacks you're going to have over the course of the rest of your life. Food is abundant. Food is delicious. It's exciting. But it's also just part of life. It's always going to be here. It's not something to idolize. Food is meant to support life's moments. Birthdays, weddings, long weekends, hangouts, but it's not meant to be the center of it. And that's what makes food freedom so powerful. So while I'm looking forward to being in routine again and getting back into gentle structure, it doesn't mean that I'm making up for anything. It just means returning to the habits that help me feel grounded without guilt, without urgency, without extremes. And if there's one thing I want you to take away from all of this, it's that food and movement don't have to control your life. You can enjoy special meals, you can miss workouts, you can get no steps in a day, you can get out of your routine and still be deeply connected to your body and to your health and to your values. Food freedom and body neutrality give us the space to live fully and to trust that our bodies know how to find balance when we listen. And that's the real win. So I hope you enjoyed listening to this. I hope you feel caught up on my life now, and I promise I'm not going to go dark. I'm not going to ghost again. I am going to be here. I promise. I do have an interview that I recorded a couple months ago with a colleague of mine that I am going to post next week. So stay tuned for that. It's with Jackie Silver. You can check her out on Instagram at Accessible Wellness. That's going to be coming up next week. But for now, I'm going to leave you with this, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I hope you enjoy the rest of your week. And if you want more, you want to work with me further, feel free to check out my Empowered Eaters Collective membership. I will link that in the show notes below. That is my membership group program that we have calls every single week, Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern. There's a platform where you can chat and ask questions. There's courses. There's a ton of content in there. You have access to me in a really meaningful way. You can ask questions and get them answered in real time and just be with others who get it. So I'll hopefully see you there. If not, I will check you out next week. Thanks for tuning in. Bye.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.